welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XE. I am your host, Ken Martinez. If you're watching this on YouTube, there's a subscribe button up there. If you could click it, that would be so great. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, if you could click on the follow button, that would be also very, very helpful. In today's episode, I will go over some of my top five track memories. We had Nike Outdoor Nationals this past weekend, and that's kind of the end of high school track. And so I'll look back at some of my memories of the season. And then the second part of our episode, I headed out to Wildwood Running in Vernonia, Oregon, and spent the morning with the athletes at camp, the Wildwood Running Camp. And so you'll meet some of the athletes, and you'll also meet one of the founding members, Marie Davis Markham, as she talks about the camp. So this, I just mentioned this last week was Nike Outdoor Nationals. There were a number of wonderful highlights. There were two national records in the distance events. Cooper Lutkenhaus of Justin Northwest High School in Texas ran 145.45. He had broken the record 2 weeks ago at Brooks PR, a record by Michael Granville of California. That record was for 29 years. He broke it 2 weeks ago. And then on Saturday, he broke it again, running 145.45. I have to tell you, it was really cold. It was like 55 degrees. It was raining pretty hard. And I thought there's no way he'll be able to run a fast time in this kind of weather. And he did. I want to give a special shout out to Bodie Lutz of Marshfield. He ran 147.74. Marshfield is in Oregon. It's on the Oregon coast. It is the high school of Steve Prefontaine. And the 147.74 is the second fastest time ever run by an Oregon athlete. Congratulations, Bodie. And then Jane Hendergren of Tempview of Utah, again, just impressed. She broke another national record, her own national record in the 3,000, running 840.03. And that concluded her high school career. As she's a senior, will be headed off to BYU in the fall. Then I want to give a special shout out to West Coast schools and athletes that shined at Nike Outdoor Nationals, including the Franklin Boys of Portland, won the distance medley at 10:08:01. Riley Blade of Santiago Corona of California won the 5,000 in 15:59.65. In the 2,000 meter steeplechase, Aiden Wendring of Central High School in Oregon ran 5:56.54, which is a U.S. number one. In the 4x1 mile, Seaholm girls won it in 20:32.17. Seaholm is in Bellingham, Washington, about 30 minutes from the Canadian border. The Santiago girls won the 4x800 in 8:51.01. But we want to mention that Jay Sarah girls were second place at 8:59.08. Really close battle between two California schools. They battled at the California State Meet. They battled at CIF Masters, and so they're familiar with each other. Now, in the boys' race, it was won by an athlete from Iowa, Quentin Nauman from Epworth Western Dubuque High School in Iowa, a junior. He ran 4:00.52, but we want to give a special shout-out to West Coast athlete Evan Noonan of Dana Hills. He came in second at 4:00.53, just missing breaking 4 minutes just by a half a second. Heartbreak. If you go to our website, westcoastxe.com, and you click on articles, you'll see two recent articles by our friend Todd, who's been on our podcast a number of times. He went to two high schools. He went to San Leandro High School, and that's in the East Bay. And you can read about their summer program. And then he also went to American High School, which is in Fremont, California, also in the East Bay of the Bay Area. And they went to a lake and did a run around the lake, and you can read about their summer practices. And look for more summer practice articles throughout the summer in Washington, Oregon, and in California as we get going for the summer. But Todd got us started with two California schools in the Bay Area. So check that out. The next segment, I'm going to talk about my top five track moments. In this next segment, I'm going to talk about some of the things I saw this spring, taking pictures at track meets. About, I don't know, a month ago, we had Todd on, and he talked about his top five track moments. I didn't share mine at the time because I still had a bunch of more meets to go to in June. So now with Nike Outdoor Nationals this weekend, that's really the last high school meet. But I want to go over my top five. I'll go from five to one. The first one, even though I'm talking about high school sports, I do show up to track meets that are with college athletes and professional athletes. And the number five for me was Eduardo Herrera of Under Armour Dark Sky. Eduardo also goes by Lalo Herrera. And I have a soft spot for Lalo. He went to Madera South High School. I went to Fresno State. We're not the same age. We didn't go to school at the same time. But I do love the Central Valley at Madera South. It's just a little bit north of Fresno. And I also helped put on this meet called Nike Portland XC that I've been helping out since 1992. And Lalo came with his Madera South team, I believe in 2015. And he won our meet. And so whenever a kid wins our meet, I kind of root for them as they go on to college and the professional ranks. Lexi Holiday, by the way, won our event twice and is doing really great at BYU, finished second in the NCAA in 3000 steeplechase. That's an example of, you know, when these athletes then move on to college and then professional ranks, I kind of check to see how they're doing. And I was at this meet called Track Fest in Occidental last month in May. And the magic number is 13 minutes in the 5,000. If you break 13 minutes in the 5,000, you're pretty amazing. Not only are you amazing, but the world standard is 1301. Now, Lalo is going to represent Mexico in the World Games because he broke 13. He ran 12:58, 57. He ran the last lap in 58 seconds. They had, you know, the pace lights that they have inside the inside lane. He was never in front of it. He was never with it. He was always behind it. It didn't look like anybody was going to break 13 minutes. And with the 800 meters to go, he just took off. He just took off and suddenly was with the pace lights. And then he was in front of the pace lights, again, running 12:58:57. And then he just was super emotional about his race. He should have been. It was an amazing race. It was an amazing finish and a big breakthrough for Lalo. So high five for my number five, Lalo Herrera of Under Armour Dark Sky. He ran for, again, Madera South in high school. And then he ran for the University of Colorado in college and now runs professionally for Under Armour. My number four highlight for me was at the California State Meet was the impressive double by Hannah Thompson of Montgomery High School. That's located in Santa Rosa, California. You should know that on the day that she ran, it was 104 degrees, maybe it was 102. It was somewhere in that range. Super hot. Her 1600 meter race, I think, started at 5:30, the hottest part of the day. And she finished second to Braylon Combe of Santiago Corona by just a little bit and ran this amazing time of 4:35.69. And you would think that's good enough for today. That's an amazing time. But a couple hours later, when it was dark, but still very hot, Hannah Thompson just took over the 3200 and ran 9:48.98, which is a PR. It's an unbelievable double. 4:35.69, 9:48.98 in one day within a few hours in a super hot atmosphere, like really hot weather. And she won the 3200 as a freshman and then, you know, won it again as a senior. So that's pretty impressive to come back like that. So shout out to Hannah Thompson. By the way, her 4:35 in the 1600, she later beat that at Hoka, running 4:33. So she's had an outstanding track season. My number three highlight was watching Owen Powell. It's not one particular meet. It was just watching him throughout the season. I didn't get to see all of his big races, but I did see a few of them. In the wintertime, in February, I saw him run at the Husky Classic. He ran 3:57.74 for the mile. And it was the first time he broke 4 minutes. He broke it by quite a bit. And he did it in front of his mom and dad. His parents are the head coaches of the University of Washington, the Husky Classics at the Dempsey Indoor. So that was really cool. And it's in Seattle, and his teammates are there, and his parents are there. It was his future teammates at Washington were there, and it was pretty awesome. He later ran 3:56 the next week in Boston, but it was cool to watch him do that. And then a few months later, I was at Arcadia, And there were five high school boys that had broken 4 minutes in the mile in the race. Super impressive, deep 3200. And Owen won it in 8:39.86. What makes it super impressive is he ran the last mile at 4:10 to win the event and beat all these other amazing kids that were in that 3200. Then I went to the Washington State meet, and you know, we were kind of hoping he'd break the state record, the state meet record. And he came by at 2:10 in the 800. So we thought, well, that's not going to happen. And finish at 4:03.68. That's a 1:53 finish. Unbelievable. And then last week, I was at the Portland Track Festival, where he ran 3:36.49, which is one of the second fastest time in the history of high school in the 1500. So I was just really thrilled to see Owen Powell race throughout this year and watch him with his range from the 3200 to the 800. He's just an incredible athlete. At number two, I have the Crater Boys of Josiah Tossenson and Tavon Kitchen. And I put them together because it's such an amazing thing to watch. Two senior boys from the same high school. They both broke 4 minutes. I did not witness that. That was in Boston. But I did witness a couple of things. At the Husky Classic, which I mentioned, where Owen Powell ran 3:57, Josiah ran 7:57 in the 3,000, broke 8. And then Tavon ran 7:55.49 at the Husky Classic in February in the 3,000. It's incredible. And then they also went to Boston the next week and ran with Owen Powell, and they both broke 4. It's never happened before where two teammates in the same race in the same year break 4. But I didn't get to see that. I wish I had been there for that. But I did see them at the 10, both of them, and they ran the 1500. And at the time, they ran some very impressive times. Josiah ran 3:40.06, and Tavon ran 3:41.62. Incredibly fast. That converts to under a 4 minute mile if you do the 1500 meter conversion. And then I later saw both those boys at the Portland Track Festival. Tavon was trying to run a really fast time in the 5,000. He still ran 13:59, which is super impressive, but he did fall down with about a mile to go, got up and still broke 14, which is incredible. And then while Owen Powell was running his super fast time in the 1500, Josiah Tossenson was right there at 3:36.85, the third fastest 1500 meter time in the history of high school boys. So it was just a thrill to see those guys. I would be up in Seattle, they'd be there. I'd be in Southern California, they would be there. They ran the 3200 also. Josiah finished second to Owen Powell in the Arcadia 3200. And of course, I'd see him in Oregon. They ran at the Jesuit meet, Jesuit Twilight Relays and late April, and ran some impressive times there also. And then number one is not a West Coast athlete, but an athlete that I got to see several times. And every time she raced, she set a record. Every time I watched her, she set a national record. And that's Jane Hendegren of Tempview, Utah. So I got to go to New York City and go to the Nike Indoor Nationals. And the first thing she does is break the 5,000 meter record at 5:13.26. That's also the under 20 record. She later ran that even faster than that outdoors at the Brian Clay meet. She broke 14, ran 14:57. And then a few days later, she ran 4:26.14 in the mile indoors, another national record. It's the national indoor record. She later also broke that at HOKA Festival of Miles in St. Louis. I didn't get to see that, but I watched it on my computer. It was super impressive. I then got to watch her at Arcadia, where she broke the national record at 9:34.12. And she eventually broke that record later at Brooks PR at 9:17. Unfortunately, I was not able to see that meet, but that's just incredible. And then last weekend at Nike Outdoor Nationals, she ran her last high school meet running the 3,000 at 8:40.03. Just an incredible athlete. It was just amazing to watch her. You know, people are talking about how she could be the greatest high school girls track athlete ever. It's hard to argue that. I will say that we've been treated by some amazing distance runner, female distance runners you know, going back to Sarah Baxter at the high school that I went to, Simi Valley High School, she won two NXNs, and then her third, and she beat Mary Kane in one of her NXNs. And Mary Kane set all these amazing records, same age as Sarah Baxter. And then Sarah in her senior year was beaten by Elise Cranny, which you've heard of her. And she was beaten by Alexa Efremson, who turned pro right out of high school and ran like a 403, 1500 when she was a high school athlete, just an incredible athlete. Then Caitlin Toohey won two NXN races. Maybe she won three. I apologize. And then, of course, we have Sadie over at Ventura, and she's the same age as Jane, and also had an incredible career. And, you know, we've been blessed with some amazing athletes, and Jane, probably the best of all of them. And so those are my highlights from 2025. And I plan to go to a couple more track meets in July, but that pretty much wraps up, you know, definitely the high school portion of the season. And so I was very blessed to see all that. In our next segment, we're going to go to Wildwood Running Camp. If you're listening on the podcast, there's a lot of like music and such because there's some video with no talking. But then we do talk to Miriam Davis Markham, as she talks about Wildwood Running and Wildwood Running Camp. And then we talk to three athletes that have been to a number of the camps in the past and are veterans and talk about their experiences too. So next up, Wildwood Running. So we are with Marie Davis Markham, one of the co-founders of Wildwood Running, and we're at the camp. And can you tell us, Marie, how things are going and how the camp is different this year?
Yeah, it's been great. We're on officially morning one. Everyone showed up yesterday afternoon, and it's been awesome to meet all 61 of our girls and our 11 counselors and just come together and get to know each other. We're setting intentions. This morning we read Jay Johnson's book. Well, we didn't read it. We paraphrased it and gave them that. He donated that to the camp, so it's been really awesome. And we're going to get into a little fartlek workout here in a bit.
Okay. And the camp is a two-week camp?
So this week it's going to be, we have two different sessions. So we have 1 week this week and then one next week as well. And so we have a larger group this week, a smaller group next week. And it has similar format to the past 4 years, except that we're not going to the Olympic Trials this year, which we got to do last year, which was super fun.
And can you describe like the area? We're in a place called Vernonia, Oregon. And why did you choose to come out here?
Yeah, so it's on the edge of the Oregon Coast Range. So think like waking up in the mornings, it's foggy and misty, and you can't really see 100 meters past where you're at. And then right now it's gorgeous. It's supposed to be 80 today, but it's foresty, it's hilly, there's lots of trees. We picked this location because the girls have access to a lot of great things within the property. So there's a slip and slide, there's a pool. The slip and slide's like 200 meters. They sleep in these big tents with bunk beds, volleyball, sand volleyball, just all these great things within the property. And then each day we hop on a bus and go to different locations and try running on different surfaces and just really experiencing the nature out here. It's early in the cross-country season for most of these girls, so some are still on their break. They're just hanging out and walking. Some are ready to do workouts. So we have a whole range of abilities and ages and kind of where people are at. So we just want people to like stay in their own lane and embrace like, here are the options you have, what feels best for you.
And when you say all ages, where are these athletes from and what are their age range?
Great question. Most we have between going into eighth grade all the way to rising seniors. Most of them are from Oregon, Washington, but we have like 8 girls from Colorado. We have 5 from Texas, probably 4 from California, a couple other states filtered in here and there, Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I would say, you know, most of them are from the Oregon Pacific Northwest area, but we do have about probably 20 of them from other states, which is kind of cool.
And there are no boys here. So the emphasis is on girl and female athletes.
Yeah. So it's a girls running camp. Our goal is how can we support female bodied runners to understand their journey and how it's unique and different than the male bodied athlete, and really understanding like what it's like to navigate running in sport. A lot of these girls are runners, but some of them aren't, but they love the message that we have and the idea of like, how can you be a whole athlete, making sure you get a period, thinking about nutrition, mindset, being confident women, confident girls becoming confident women. And so, yeah, so it's really about so much more than the running. We do the running, absolutely, but the conversations, the mission that we have is really about supporting outside of the running as well.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us to camp.
Yeah, glad you're here, Ken.
Well, we are here with some campers, some veteran campers at Wildwood Running. To my left is
Rocky. I'm running for Scripps College next year, and I've been going to Wildwood for the past 5 years.
And what high school did you go to?
I went to St. Mary's in Portland.
In Portland. Go Blues. And then your name?
I'm Amelia.
And how long have you been at this camp?
I've been at this camp for 4 years. I'm from Boulder, Colorado, and I go to Boulder High.
Boulder High. And you're going to be going to Boulder High next fall?
Yes.
And then you are?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Sophia Africa. This is also my fourth year, and I also am from Boulder. I go to Boulder High School, and I'll be going there as a junior next fall as well.
So can you guys tell me, since you've been to camp many years, what it's like?
It's so much fun. We do a good balance of like running and movement. And also good conversations about like looking at running holistically and being able to just grow as people and athletes and women specifically. We have a lot of fun.
I feel like Wildwood, like I just keep coming back and I feel like I am growing as a person, but it's also just like fun to come back as a tradition and like seeing Rocky and like everyone every year is just like so fun because it's just like kind of a whole new community in Oregon, which is like so beautiful, and I just really like it here. And I feel like it's just like, it's like you come back and you kind of learn a new lesson about yourself every year, like as you grow up. So I just think it's like really meaningful because you kind of learn like who you are inside and outside of running, I feel like.
I like how the camp is like, obviously it's a running camp, but it's more than that to me, and it's more about like the community outside of your hometown and how you can like meet everyone across the country and just really have a lot of fun with different people. And I feel like I learn a new thing about myself every single year, even though most of the lessons that we learn are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I take away something different each time.
Okay.
And also, like, at being in Portland, and like, I feel like now I have a connection with other girls from other teams that I can talk to at meets, and that makes such a difference, like, in the racing environment, to feel like you're not just competing against strangers, like, you know these people. And it's,
And one of you, did you guys run at Nike Outdoor Nationals?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
So then do you come to Eugene and you see familiar faces,
right,
from camp?
Yeah. No, yeah, because I was coming in and a senior from my team was coming to run, but later on. So I ran the 3K alone, and it was super fun because I could kind of recognize some faces, and it kind of created just like a more like home-like environment because I kind of felt like out of place. So it was really nice, and I kind of got to see like some girls, and I actually, one of the girls took me out and kind of showed me around Izzy, and she took me to ice cream, and like it was just super fun because like I really like Eugene and like the community that it's like kind of upholded. So yeah.
Okay, so camp started yesterday. What are you looking forward to sometime this week?
I'm most looking forward to our long run. I think that's tomorrow. We just always have a blast. We run on Crown Zellerbach Trail. Yeah, we have always the best conversations, and maybe even splashing in the river after.
Okay.
I was also gonna say the river, or the long run. It's so pretty. The trail is beautiful. But another thing I'm looking forward to is we call it the Olympics, and where all of the cabins compete against each other. And I feel like it adds like another little extra fun to the camp, and like I like how I can connect with girls that I've never met before. But yeah.
I think that definitely the long run is so fun. It's just like so beautiful here, and it's kind of a different environment than where I'm from, Boulder, so it's like really fun. And obviously the slip and slide is like the favorite. It's so much fun to just like do something other than running and just like, yeah, have some fun.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us, and have a great camp, and we'll see you on the run.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That wraps up our episode. I want to thank Marie and Robin, the leaders of Wildwood Running, for inviting me to the camp. And had a wonderful time watching the runners run around Lake Vernonia and interacting with them. And they, you know, we took a lot of great photos. You can check out those photos on our website at westcoastxc.com. And just keep an eye on our website and Instagram announcements as we head to a number of high school practices during the summer and profile and showcase the great programs that are up on the West Coast that are working hard this summer to get ready for cross country. Until next time, remember that the West Coast is the best coast, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.